Rabbi said last time, if you already remember, last time we discussed the shayla of washing fruit. If a person had to wash fruit, I didn't mention one important nekuda, and very, very important nekuda is the essence of a person has to know that if the maisa is washing, for example, lettuce, and the lettuce has bugs on it, it's badei osa. That's an ism and ato shayche, that's called slaughtering. And just like you shecht a cow, it's the same thing as killing an ant. Or a little bug.
Why they slaughtering?
Because you're killing. When you slaughter something, you kill it.
Well, what if you soak it in the soap before Shabbos and they're all dead?
I said, Mashallah, it's my slaughtering.
Okay. Wait, soap is
very low. Again?
It's a problem soaking your chest?
If you know that there are bugs on this lettuce and you're going to wash them off, why wash? No, if you have
a little. Always is.
I'm just trying to work out the chesed how much money they had to prepare. It's looking very much. Now, but we have to move on to the next sugya. And that is...
What?
What's that?
Money for what?
Kesef. Give 200 shekels.
The remains is involved?
Yes. Everyone's involved. What do you mean? We made a deal. The less money that we spend on the shin, the more money to rebaim. So the rebaim are just in... Right, the shayis are good. When you open up an orange or a watermelon, are you allowed to renew the pit or the pip on Shabbos Kedesh, Mr. Fletcher?
No.
Mutter or Asa?
Asa.
If it's in the mouth, there's no shayla b'chal with it, there's not the shayla. I'm asking not that way. Do not, if it's not in the mouth, are you allowed to remove the watermelon, the cherry, the apple pit, or for example, the avocado? You know avocado? You open up avocado, this huge thing? You know anything else?
Avocado is different.
Why?
Even the ball.
It's the same size as avocado. No, because you can't take out the pit without removing the food from it.
And therefore?
Therefore, you remove the food.
You're automatically
taking the good from the bad. But I'm
and therefore?
You have to do the
pit. And there you go. That was a nice throw. That was a beautiful throw, that one. Mr. Fletcher comes along and tells me what he means. How do you eat an avocado? You take, open up the hole, you pull out the pit, and you eat it!
That's avocado is difficult, but an orange or a tangerine.
Can't
take the phone out of the
pit. Very good, you're saying good. Oh, mum, this is Yishai, excellent, very good.
Oh, hang on, if you have an orange.
No,
if you have an orange thing in your mouth, and you
spit it out. That's
Badi Mutter.
Listen clearly. If you have something in the belt that is not shy of you to eat without doing this mahalach, the sabbath is mutter. For example, a voice. We said last time that a person is allowed to peel something on Shabbos. Why a voice is it mutter to peel on Shabbos? He answered, there's no way of doing it. I have no other way of eating my food except if I peel my apple, or peel my banana, or peel my orange. I can't get to my food. Then they look at the Mishnah Berurah. At the end of Shin Yud Tes, Shinchum Aruv, he talks about pits, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's something that it's e-answer to eat this way, dino, an avocado, or a cherry, or something like that, where you cannot eat it without taking out the pit, and the normal way of doing it is to remove the pit. And if you, and you tell me, hey, wait till it goes in your mouth, what would happen? You put in the salad, and everyone remembers saying, when you eat the salad, there's pits inside, there's olives. You can't do such a thing, it's not shy. The mayor is mutter. However, comes on Rabbi Yishai, he says, hold on a minute. Are you going to tell me that by a fish, I'm going to have to take the bones now?
Oh.
Says Rabbi Yishai, no! Why not? That's not the normal way of doing it. Most people, Rabbi Yishai, this applies to many foods, for example, a grape. Grapes have little seeds inside them. Are you going to tell me that once you take out the seeds of the grape? That is not why, because the most people eat them how? You put them inside your mouth, you spit out the pips afterwards, that's how you do it. Now, the shayla is all about a watermelon. Most people do not enjoy eating the black seeds of a watermelon. Now, we can tie them like this. We can tie them. That's the same spoil of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, just like I'm allowed to remove a pit, normally I can remove this also, because they know. When did the Mishnah Berurah allow me to remove a pit, like a peach pit, and take it out?
But it impedes your ability to eat the fruit.
Oh, Masha Engin over here.
You can eat it and just pop it out of your mouth.
Also, another svara, is that it's not a mixture. By the case of a peach, I have a peach on my side and the peach pit inside. it's very hard to say that one is mixed with the other. When you have a watermelon, and the whole watermelon is scattered with these black bits, it's badly mixed. Maybe it's more machbe. Maybe the Mishnah would not allow me to do such a case. How do we pass in the halacha of the Maisa? So a Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva says like this, that the head of a person is supposed to put the watermelon in his mouth and then spit out the black pits. If you can't mamish because you're giving it to a baby or an old person or a mamish, you know, blah, 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 then actually you should shake it.
Get the black pits.
What?
I watched a watermelon with black pits. I always go down, never seem to find any left in my mouth.
You're okay then, we're not worried about you then.
No, it's horrible.
So you're so tall.
I like it. Jeez, inside. But the head with Moshe Bank, we're getting that very good kasha. What about the Zook with Moshe again all the time? When you have a watermelon, you're supposed to eat it first, formally spit in the back bits. If you can't do that, then if she can shake it, and the rest of the ones in there, if you have to, then you can remove them. But Rabbi said, most of them all know. You're not allowed to remove the black bits in the watermelon. Fek Malam! Now the Etzem, what about a cantaloupe? You open up a cantaloupe and how we have all the bits there, the whole thing. So this is rather you're allowed to remove it, somach l'suda. That means right before you're eating, you're allowed to scoop out all those bits, but not the other half. You're only having half. I'll go with the other half, because I'm not going to eat it right now. Now, first of all, I'm going to eat
it. Use a cleat?
A cleat? What's a cleat like?
A scooper. Nice spoon scooper.
Absolutely, yes. Same thing as a spoon. It's not because it's going to help you better to do anything for the way you're doing it. I'll spend this almond. You know, you take the cantaloupe, and take a spoon, and take it all out. You've got a couple left over.
Oh,
what do you do with those ones? Super shim is almond, you could be careful. If it's stuck in my lot, you say like, get it out of there, that's more mixed, that's more mugs me. If it's just hanging around the top of the shade,
it's the same like the eggs. Same like the eggs, when you start
putting
the eggs
down, what the hell? He's saying good, but he's a couple of us. He's more of a mixture, mashi. The egg is like a clipper. It's a mashu achet. Okay, lava, bang, biter. That was watermelon, that was cantaloupe. Skin of the chicken we already discussed. You like that, eh?
Pays for the fruit.
Ooh, the sheep is, that's why. Well, this is that first kid. Okay, where's the skin of the chicken? My wife said, are you allowed to remove the skin of the chicken?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
No.
No.
Sure. Yeah.
Nowadays, since people aren't so from, they do it anyway.
Yeah,
good
to
see. But that's... Ah! For that turn! Same man!
That's
right. Well, we can sing it with Danny's job.
Is that right, Mom?
No, it's not.
You're lemon.
How is skin that?
Lemon.
Oh, it's yours.
You got it, Brennan.
I thought it was
the clay. Okay, where's the next? Why is it Minerva? The skin of the chicken is the cell for a staff. If that's the case, that would be more to how it happens with the bice skin.
Too excited to have a die.
Number one. If it's burnt.
I love burnt.
Not crispy. Burnt. Or give you another example. I thought this is just now. If it's boiled. Boiled chicken. Look at that soft, gooey skin on top. That's burnt. Yeah, I don't think we can say that Minerva. No, it's not for me. For Hashem. And number two. The guy's an istinus. He's on a diet! I'm eating skin, you crazy! Wait,
you're
a shayla!
You're gonna tell me that any guy who's here is gonna eat the skin on a piece of chicken?
Huh?
Yeah?
No. You don't eat the skin of chicken?
I agree about that.
What's the skin and stuff? Right?
Why is that what you do?
No. You want to know about the skin.
You can't buy it. Go down away.
But anyway, if you don't want it,
yeah.
Give it to someone that does want it.
Yeah?
No,
no. Black jelly beans. No, red jelly beans. I don't like black jelly beans, but he does. I can take out the black ones and get them there.
You're taking it. Did you ask him? What is cheating? Now, basically, you're asking what happened to the skin, it's on, and you don't like the skin. Very good, you shout about my side. I think it's a bad mutter. Why is it?
Oh, you said that sounds tame, you
like. Yeah, and a loop! Yo! Yo! Come on, get it!
There's a kilo.
Yo! Yo!
You can't get it out.
Get the chicken out.
called Tristan Shiloh.
One thing.
Just don't chicken
what
out.
What do you want the chicken skin?
I don't like it!
Take the meat off with the chicken.
I don't want the skin, I want to give you a head off!
Just the squishy chicken.
Take the chicken off with the skin.
You have to be the apple.
Run!
Take the chicken from the skin.
These are all gummy eggs, my boy. I'm looking for a better eater. I have, let me give you a reminder here. I have something stopping me getting from my chicken.
Turn it over, eat it from the bottom.
No.
What?
I have something stopping me getting my chicken.
Right, so...
I'll remind you.
I have something from stopping me from
getting my chicken.
He has from Indianapolis.
Oh, it's the wrong keeper! It's a P.O. Just like you're allowed to take a P.O. from another.
I'm
going to
eat the chicken bit.
Is he allowed to?
Wait, there's an... In all cases, you're allowed to...
In all cases, you're allowed to... Should everybody else?
Right, so where's the officer?
It's an awesome.
It's just not hanging around on the side, you just pull it off. Okay, listen, next. You have an apple. You have the stem on the apple. Are you allowed to renew the stem on Shabbos?
No.
No. No. There will be a reason why not. No, it will pull massively, but why not?
You're not doing it.
Is that a mixture?
It's a big apple with a little stem. Because the etzem have a few tsumot. Number one, it's a mixture. Number two, it's not fast the attack, and there are other reasons also.
Yes, so the carrier agreed we'll have to take it off.
A grape is a little bit more difficult, and a strawberry is even worse. Why is a strawberry worse?
It's more of an area with its
what? What?
It's more of a taruba. A bigger taruba.
Oh, it's any good.
I don't know.
You
didn't
have one?
No.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, my side.
You did this one.
Are you sure?
No, wait a second, we're looking at this table now. This table has been yanked already. Now we're looking at this table. No, wait a second, a strawberry is worse than something like this. Why? Because the stem is embedded inside the strawberry. Much worse, but wait a second. Very similar with the grape. I don't think it's so similar with the apple. Let me go back to what I said. How about the obvious that this is the most gay shine there is in America and in England? You will not find such a shiner. It's only the gay in the
What's the chance?
This is the get yourself a piece of chicken on the plate, and it's hairy.
Are you allowed to remove the hair
from that piece of chicken on Shabbos Kodesh?
Oh, eat the hair. It's
not the hair.
Yeah.
The skin.
But I'm not
supposed to eat the hair.
Is it part of the chicken?
You want to remove the hair and then eat the skin.
Yes, I'll eat the skin. Oh, my face,
I don't know if we mentioned this,
but there is a heter to remove. I've only been saying it a few times. Whenever you want to get rid of the bad guy, what do? Take some of the good guy with him, right? And you should know my side. Before we get into some examples of Maitre, this is a major machlekes aboshem. This is a machlekes between the Heiligelish, the Baruch, and the Chazanish. Chazanish is chas v'shoyim as the Chazanish. Oh, the Mishnah wants to just water. Now, my boy said this is extremely negayah. Because the person gets a piece of chalk, and he has a nice fat piece of meat, and there's a bit of fat on there. So what's the get rid of this? He knows, hey, chas v'shoyim, it's the racer to take off that fat. So what does he do? He's a little bit of oichel with it, a little bit of chicken with it, a little bit of meat on it. Zog the Mishnah Baruch, that's alright. Because the Chazanish chas v'shoyim, you know why? A little bit of oichel with the turnip. That's garbage, that's goody, that's bubble. The way that butter does not work. Elabai. Because the Mishnah will tell you I can be make a way. If you take off the fat, I'll manage to eat the meat on the side of the fat that you take off, then it can be make
a way. I usually eat the fat together.
What?
Chazanish. I usually eat the fat together.
anything, and that's okay. Then if you take off the fat together with some of the meat, and you have that to eat the meat that you're taking as well. Together with the fat. Now, the rest of
it, what's the rule say?
Mr. Bruce says to take off the sinus together with the onions. That's alright. Now, wait, one second, I've finished. We have to make this very important. Now, before I continue, we missed one very important nekuda, and that's the zoy. We started talking about the pits. My boy said the cherry pits. We started talking about the apple pits. We started talking about all sorts of pits. I have to tell you like this. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that whenever you have a pit in a fruit, and the normal and only way of eating it is to remove the pit and eat the fruit, that's mutter. The Chazon Ish is chayuk. The Chazon Ish says no way. That whenever you have a pit in a fruit, you put it in your mouth, and your man is like a big boy. What does the Chazon Ish?
Put the avocado in your mouth.
But there's much more. So what's the Eitzah? Come on. What's the Eitzah? I want the Eitzah Chazon Ish, right? That last time, many boys could have told me I'm bad with it. I've been doing it to my mouth, but I'm Chazon Ish over here. It's a bit easy humor over here.
A little bit with the pit.
There's something like that. Next, come on, you're wasting this table. What's the Eitzah? If you're the Chazon Ish, I want to take the pit from the food. No. No.
I know why. I know what you said about the meat. If you're doing avocado, to eat it right away, eat that part.
I want the fruit. I want to take the pit out of the fruit. Mr. Brewer says mutar, because only says skila.
Lie.
Now, because you're taking out the Bible from the goods, I want to be yoked to the Chazanish, because that's what the Moabers were from hold up, but they tell us the Chazanish. If that's the case, I want to know, what do I do to my food, Rabbi? He said, give me an Eitza to be yoked to eat the Chazanish.
You
told
the girl from...
Oh, I'll give it
a
try.
But I want on
it.
You take the pit, take the fruit, and you hold the fruit from the pit. That good is you take the good from the bad.
Oh, look at the stereo, man.
Oh, we said
orange, you hold the pit and hold the...
We said, Mr. Fletcher, how about this? I have a color with a label on it. To remove the label from the color, what's your answer?
Awesome.
How about to remove it? One second. We said that when you have a butter mixture, right, and they're attached together, and you remove the entire mockling of attachment, there's no butter. I'll give you an example, you have a piece of meat with some fat. You take off the meat and the fat together.
Yeah.
When you have a piece of fat and you have a piece of meat and you take off the entire mockum of the mixture where it's connected, you're not doing boiling. Why not? Boiling means to separate one from the other. But if I remove the entire mockum of the attachment, like when you have a color with a sticker on it, and you remove the whole mockum of the sticker together with a piece of color, he didn't do Maria. What's Maria? Take one from the other. Did you take a stick from the color? No. I cut the color in half. Is that what you want, sir? Take the piece of meat in the back, take the whole piece of fat together with the meat. It's not shy, you're doing boiler with soy, yes, I'm saying this with boiler.
I can ask where you say,
I know all about it. You heard? I know all about me, Yeshiva. I'll give you a Yeshiva. I'll give you a Yeshiva. I'm stagging over there. Bye, sir, my son.
I'll hold you to the potatoes and whatever you want.
And all the guys just take out a squeeze and just drip out all this fruit juice.
Basically, it was
what? Oh, Hashem's the best
time to play.
Not sure we have to serve a bus.
What? Okay.
The
big
cut.
We have both had it.
Hummus?
You're asking for it?
What is it?
Coleslaw salad.
And what? Yeah, of course.
If you find lice in your hair or your beard. But a person, for example, you know, take a piece of hair and pluck it out, they have to kill you. Same thing. Ruchan Balaji. You know Ruchan Balaji? He put his hand onto his beard on Shabbos. He kept it there the entire Shabbos. Why? Because he would take it out, there'd be a shadow of a bee. Because the Rebbe used to blow the shofar every year Rosh Hashanah. Why do you write before the shofar was gone? He had the Rebbe take a touch at the start, and heck, he left. I can't remember the shape, I just had a heck of a time. Okay, let's see tomorrow, seek him all over his body.